Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 6¾ cents at 560, May wheat up 3¼ cents at 621¼, and May beans up 16¾ cents at 1429½. The beans were led up by the bean oil, which was up 94 ticks, and meal, which was up $5 a ton. Palm oil in Malaysia was higher as the pandemic is hitting a lot of the Malaysian palm oil workers, so it's slowing production down. This is Indian and Chinese have been remaining strong buyers and looking for more product. The wheat a little bit higher off the crop ratings, 53% good to excellent. Colorado and Texas are in pretty bad shape. A year ago, we were at 62%, so not a great start to wheat coming out of dormancy here. The corn was higher. We've got crude oil back up $1.40 a barrel after being down about $3 yesterday. The dollar's down just 8 ticks, but the weather looks pretty darn good. Getting a little dry in some spots, but that should help planting. The planting was 2% complete versus 2 on average. Texas is the main part of that. I think it was 56% planted, which is right above or at just a little bit higher than the averages, I think. So that pulled it up a little bit. Really too early to make any determination from that. As temperatures warm here, we'll see a lot more planting going on. I think it's going to be fairly fast if this weather continues to hold, with most of the country enjoying, you know, some pretty good weather out here. So the bottom line is the market looks like it wants to push higher here today with the crude oil. Silver's up, gold's up. So it looks like a strong day to start, but a lot of these days when we've had strong openings, we make the high in the first few minutes and then back off. We'll see if we can take out highs after about 9:45. That would be pretty powerful if we open high and then move higher after that. Trade's also looking forward to the crop report at the end of the week. Not the crop report, but the stocks, the carryouts. So we'll see what they say. It should show carryouts down. Just how much remains to be seen. Will they shave exports at all with this lack of buying from the Chinese in the last month or so? We'll have to see. But overall, the supply and demand should be just a touch friendly, and it looks like the funds want to own some more grain in here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.